This is Kelly Blewett. Cindy Shupak, who helped create Sex and the City's Carrie Bradshaw, herself had a long, rich ride through singleness. As she puts it, quote, "I had enough to fill 5 seasons of Sex and the City and 2 columns," end quote. And as to how many men she slept with along the way, she can't remember. But don't judge, especially if you, like me, watched all 5 seasons of Sex and the City and now own the glorious collector DVD set, which comes in a pink velvet box. Alas, Sex and the City is no more, and Cindy Shupak is no longer single. Her new book, The Longest Date, offers a look at sex, love, and babymaking from the other side of the line. She writes in the introduction to The Longest Date that Happily Ever After turns out to be the laziest writing ever. And she's right, because there's so much more to say. Divided into roughly a dozen essays, The Longest Date covers all sorts of topics, from unpleasant surprises of early marriage, like the fact that Ian occasionally needed a break from Cindy. She writes about money and movies and dinner parties. "Name your top 4 ingredients," Cindy's husband will challenge a prospective guest. And then the pair craft a menu featuring those ingredients. The menus are mouth-wateringly fun, especially because Ian considers the first course of all dinner parties to be a cocktail that sets the tone. Pumpkin vodka, anyone? But this book is not all lightness and parties. The couple has dealt with some very serious stuff. Infertility, miscarriage, hard conversations about adoption. One of the things I really appreciated about Cindy's book is its honesty in talking about the ups and downs of infertility without making this a book all about infertility. And one chapter where Ian describes in depth a miscarriage suffered by Cindy had my own heart aching in empathy. This is Ian's only contribution to the story, the only piece in his own words, and it's unforgettable. Though the topics vary, Cindy's voice remains the same, funny, open, and bright. She's got great one-liners and certain moments of the book, like when she describes her first date with her future husband, feel so reminiscent of Carrie Bradshaw's adventures that you might start humming the Sex and the City theme song. The hard part about this book is not picking it up, but putting it down. So my advice is to pick up a copy for you and pick up a copy for your girlfriends. They'll laugh, they'll cry, and then they'll go find their old Sex and the City DVDs for one more marathon. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.